I've actually seen it. I think it's interesting. My concern is basically the traffic on Jefferson. It's already an issue. I know you said that you had a plan to handle that going forward, but I haven't seen that plan, so I'd like to see what that looks like. Thank you.
Sir?
Good evening. My name is Thomas Hughes. I live at 232 Summerbrook Lane. I have some of the same concerns about traffic. I'm not going to go over those again. We've got limited time here. I'm very concerned about the lack of documents. I think, as you pointed out, sir, we probably should have known all this stuff was happening before the meeting so that we could come prepared. I feel a little like I'm behind. I haven't done my homework. I live, obviously, off to the north of where this development is planned, and I know one gentleman had said that we're not worried about contamination of sound and all that stuff. We've got 600 feet of vegetation. 600 feet is about a 10-minute walk if you're walking slow and old, right? And in the wintertime, I live about probably half a mile as the crow flies from where the current work is being done, and they're rattling the windows of my house. All right, so it's close enough. Again, so there's going to be some noise issues that we're going to need to be thinking about. In addition to the traffic on Jefferson, I haven't seen any studies, sir. You're on the roads and bridges. Have there been any studies done of whether the roadbed would stand RV traffic to that level?
Not that I'm aware of. We haven't had any discussions on it.
So I haven't seen any studies about whether the road, even as it stands, could support the traffic, much less the volume. And it's not just Jefferson Road. For those of you who might be familiar with the area, that outer road and F is a zoo in the mornings, right? Getting out, trying to get toward the school, trying to get toward Springfield, it is very difficult to navigate that with passenger vehicles. You start adding RVs in there, and we're not going to be able to get out of the road. And I know they're saying there's not going to be that many RVs, and I understand that concern. I do get that. But this is Branson, folks. Have you seen the traffic going north on 65 after a holiday weekend? It ain't going to be one or two RVs. Okay, so we're going to have a pile, and it is going to affect the traffic as it stands right now. And I got to go to work in the morning, folks. I got veterans that depend on me to get to work, so I got to go. And I'm worried that I won't be able to get there. I'm also concerned about some of the other plannings for things. We're going to have camping. We're going to have fires. What's our fire protection plan for the area? We had a really dry summer last year. How much would it take for an out-of-control fire to cause trouble for all those subdivisions? I hadn't thought about that until I'd actually started listening to some of the plan. This could get very complicated very quickly. We're dealing with motocross vehicles and sparks and things like that. So do we have a plan for that? Do we have a plan for the law enforcement issues that are likely to be arising from a retail space there, 250 people, campers? We're not under Branson City Police jurisdiction. It's county cops. Do we have any study about whether or not the county is in a position to be able to do enforcement for that area? I haven't seen any. I did look on the webpage to see if I could find any documents for that, but I could not find any. Could be user error, I will admit that. I'm not the most savvy internet person in the world. I think actually everything else, again, I don't wish to poo-poo on your dream. I don't. I think that's an impressive vision. I actually support it. Just not sure that's the place I would like to see it happen because of all the other things that are going on with it that you might not have known and can't control. One other kind of question, I don't know if you can answer it. If you grant the conditional use permit and he changes his mind about, no, I'm going to have weddings there, is there any recourse to that? Or are we, you know, and I, again, completely believe you that that's not your current intent, but you're trying to farm in Branson, Missouri? Rocks grow here, man. That's what's cold here. This is not farming country. And so
hey,
trying
sir,
to do all of that.
Sir, your time's up. If you got a summary statement or anything, you good?
I will yield.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Next row.
Can you address the question that if he changes, so if you provide the conditional use approval but after it's approved, it's used for a different purpose than the permit was granted, what's the recourse?
Well, it depends what we put in the motion that would be improved. We can be pretty specific on what is allowed and not. Like, you can't go past 9 o'clock. And, I mean, we can put stuff in the motion if it was to be approved for the conditional use, would be the answer.
Hi, my name is Beverly Woody. Larry and I live at 119 Everett Mill Road. We've lived there about 3 years. We lived in Country Farm Estates for 17 years. Decided we wanted to move, looked around, went through Mill Creek area, found the house we love. I have concerns about property being not as much. If you're going to do cattle and horses, if you get winds blowing, what about manure? What about smells from animals and stuff like that? And motocross probably will be put in, probably, eventually. But I just ask you guys, don't approve this. I mean, I'm like, we were all kind of blindsided with this. Didn't know anything about it. I didn't even get a thing in the mail. I seen it on Facebook. So I just ask that you guys please don't approve this. I mean, it could be someplace else. A lot of acreage around farm acreage, you know. So I just ask that you really consider this. Thank you.
Anybody else on the second row? Third row? Next row up? Anybody? No? Next row? Anybody else signed up to speak? Why don't we start at the back of this section here? Anybody in the last row signed up to speak? For, against? Next row up? Got a couple of hands? Actually, we got one standing. Why don't you come on up if you're cool with that?
My name's Andy Holloway. I live just below, I guess it would be just south of this project. And it's a little deceiving when Tim said that there was a buffer in between here. If you look at the top of this vegetation to the valley, that's a 120-foot drop. So this entire subdivision, well, most of the subdivision is in line sight of all that. So the noise carries just like it does going across the lake at a cove. So they had started work coming down this ledge here, and a few weeks back, about 7:30 in the morning, we had some kind of motocross bike or ATV going through there. So it's like a canyon, and it just reverberates. So if that's, you know, a one-off or whatever, we have neighbors that have four-wheelers and whatnot, but if that's to be a continuing thing, it's a little disconcerting. And then I've shared a lot of opinions that everybody else has, but I guess for me the main thing, and I understand it's a free country, but the planning or looking at the zoning for this area, it's been agriculture, and then the rest of it's been residential. So we chose to build our house down there just based on that that's the way this would be, and I know that I guess that could change any time, but it just makes nice to plan out your life in the county you live in when you know whether or not, because we have a nice community and we don't worry about seeing people. And I just, if I'm now, we're open to the public and I've got people going right up against my house that, you know, we have no control over, that's a concern that I have. So,
all right. It. Thank you. Second row from the back. You gonna let him come with you? All right.
We're Ruth and Jim Putman, and we live at 285 Summerbrook Lane. I'm sorry, 248.
Somewhere
I was thinking
there.
Of Highway 285. 248 Summerbrook Lane. And so our place is about half a mile from where they're building, and we can hear them building. Especially in the summertime, they went quite late, went late at night, and we could hear it very clearly. So I'm concerned about the motocross, because I know that's going to be a constant sound that we'll hear. And I'm concerned about all of the people, the strangers, and we all know that nightly rentals, even if they stay a week, you cannot. I've interviewed so many employees and really checked their backgrounds. You cannot screen them. Some of my nicest employees turned out to be druggies. And they interviewed very nicely. And I did run background screens on them. So you really can't screen the people that you have coming in. You think you can, but you can't. So I'm concerned about hundreds of people, strangers, in our neighborhood, wandering around, and all that would entail. That's my concerns.
All right.
My name is Jim Putman, and like she said, 248 Summerbrook Lane. And this project, gentlemen, will create a disaster. And if you approve it, you're approving a disaster. And let me tell you how that happens. I'm a civil engineer. I've worked for the Division of Highways in California. I've been in every department inside that building and outside that building. I know traffic. You get 125 or 150 cars on that little bitty narrow road called Jefferson. At the end of that, where it hits the frontage road, there's a stop sign. So traffic's going to instantly start backing up. And it'll back up in front of a fire station. And the fire department gets a call. They've got to go to save somebody or somebody's house. How are they going to get out? There's cars stacked all the way in front of them. So they finally work their way out. And the only choice they've got is to go down the wrong lane. And another car turns off of the frontage road down Jefferson. And here they are, head on. And there's no place to go. That road is so narrow, and there's no shoulders. And the pavement at places drops vertically, not in a slope, vertically. There's no place for a vehicle meeting them head on, or the fire truck to meet them head on.
It's
going to create a disaster. And so we're asking that you don't approve it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Jefferson's a county road?
Yes, it is. And it is narrow.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Like all the other ones. Mm-hmm. Next row.
Thank you and good evening. My name is Don Braziel, 106 Summerbrook Lane. And in our neighborhood, I agree with this gentleman who just spoke about the traffic problems. And what about an ambulance trying to get to somebody that's ill down there? Now, we have well over 100 homes in our neighborhood there. And those people that live in there, and all of us, have to get in and out to do things. Go to work, go to buy groceries and all the kinds of other things, go to the doctor, go to the dentist and different things. And so there's plenty of traffic on that road. And sometimes it's hard to get out on the outer road because all the traffic on the outer road. And then if you get up to that light to try to turn left on that highway and get over to Highway 65, it's a short fuse thing, and it didn't stay green for you very long, and then it changes, and you may have to wait there for quite a while. So the traffic problems are real, and I'm not going to go any further with that. There's another big concern about noise, and I was told by somebody, and a person that you all probably know, that there's a potential for racing cycles over there on this place, and that could very easily happen. And the third thing I wanted to tell you is this. This project, if it's allowed to go in, is going to decrease the value of every home in our neighborhood by a significant amount, because nobody's going to want to move down there. I don't care. And when that happens, there may be a time that the county has to adjust our taxes downward.